time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 16, and we're going to read from the 12th verse through the 22nd verse. John chapter 16, verse 12 is where we're going to begin the study today. So please open your Bibles and join me as we study the Word. As you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'd like to give you my mailing address. Our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, and again, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Now, I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles. We don't take much time with announcements or anything of that. We're busy to study the Word of God and have such a short period of time to do that. And so please, that you have opened your Bibles now, we'll begin reading John chapter 16, the 12th verse. John chapter 16, verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you unto all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. Again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Now said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. They said therefore, What is this that he saith? A little while, we cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned unto joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Let's begin with prayer. Father, I thank and praise you for your word, that you have brought it, allowed us to have it, and we can enjoy studying it, that we know more about you, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, you teach us of the Father. It's a wonderful work and an opportunity that you have given us to proclaim your word, and that it will bring people to you, Lord Jesus. It will allow the Holy Spirit to work as we're going to visit about today. As the Holy Spirit does this great and wonderful work in the heart of each listener, I ask, Father, that that listener will surrender unto you, unto your will, and to your way. Please, Lord, let there be victory today, and let you receive all the honor and glory. Now I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a wonderful time to come and study together the Word of God, the truth, the Word of God. You know, we must proclaim the Word simply, clearly, and completely. We need to be careful that as when the Word is proclaimed simply, clearly, and completely, we will be convinced of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And you can take that word convinced and move it to the word convicted, shown, to bring it clear unto us. And I'm speaking of the verses of Scripture that we have studied the last couple times that we have been together, the verses of Scripture above. In verse 8, we'll begin, and I'll just read through them very quickly. And when he has come, speaking of the comfort of the Holy Spirit, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. We need to understand that we will be convinced or convicted, shown our sin. That is the work of the Holy Spirit when the truth is proclaimed. And it's ever so important that we speak the truth clearly and simply. The Word of God. We have it right before us. Don't begin to change it. If you take this Word and if you begin to cut it up into little pieces and to use those parts or those pieces the way that you want them, in other words, so that they say what you want it to say and not what the Word of God, not what God's Word proclaimed. And we can do that very easily by taking a verse here and a verse there and begin to take it out of context. Maybe it's just a matter of taking a word and taking it out of context. It's so important that we do not use this for our own interpretation and make it our own interpretation. You know, if you do that, if you take the word and begin to cut it up into pieces to make it sound and just use what little parts you want, maybe that's the way that you hear the Word of God. And so often today, people do not open their Bibles and study their Bibles. They're studying a Sunday school quarterly. They're studying some book that somebody had given them, and they do not take it, that book, that Sunday school quarterly, that daily devotion, whatever it might be. They do not take the time to read the Word of God. They just read the devotion, or they just read the quarterly. If you would do that, and when you do that, you need to realize that some man can guide you, can take these pieces, make it sound the way he wants us to sound. He has taken and made it his own many times, not always, but many times, made it into his own interpretation. Preachers can do this if they just proclaim a couple of things out of the Word of God, just enough to make it a religious service, and then they go off and say whatever they want to say about whatever they want to talk about, instead of staying right with the Word of God, proclaiming it clearly, and allowing the Holy Spirit then to do a work that the Holy Spirit desires to do, and that is to bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ. What happens, though, when you take this private interpretation of yours, you're no different then than just a regular old butcher. Because what you're doing is you're cutting up God's Word, God's sweet Word. And by doing this, you are taking away, you're taking away the power of the Holy Spirit to convict the heart of the lost. And maybe I'm speaking to you. And if you do not hear clearly that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, He died there for your sins and for mine. He went on to the grave. 3 days later, He rose again. The power of His precious blood, as He shed His blood for you and for me, that we may have remission of sins, the power of His blood, all these things we need to speak of, and we need to study the Word of God and the doctrines of this book, the teachings of this book, and do not begin to add to it and take away by either our desires or traditions of something we were taught. What happens when we take away from the Word of God and we begin to cut it up and we act as a butcher to do that, when we cut it up into pieces and take it the way we want to, then again, the power of the Holy Spirit has moved aside. We have looked at this. The Comforter will come and He will reprove the world of sin. And to reprove, to convince, to show the lost that you're a sinner. Now, and that's the work of the Holy Spirit. So you can see the advantage that the devil has when he begins to take away from the Word of God, because then the Holy Spirit no longer has this strength to come. It comes through the reading of the Word. So proclaim the Word, proclaim it clearly, allow the Holy Spirit to convince you of your sin, to show you the righteousness of Christ and his saving power, and he will also show you a judgment that's to come. And those things bring you to a point in your life that you will decide to come by faith to Jesus Christ and be saved, or you will decide to not believe it and reject the Lord Jesus Christ and turn away. But the Holy Spirit must come with power and with strength to convict your heart, to show you these things. When we can cut it up, when we can take it apart, then the Holy Spirit will not have the power to show you. The Spirit works through the Word, God's Word. Will not have the power to show you your sin. And so you see, then you feel better. Do you wonder why you go to a place that does not preach or teach the truth, the Word of God? It's because you feel more comfortable for a while. But there will be judgment, whether you believe it or not. That judgment will come. Your place, your residence will be in the lake of fire for eternity because you reject Jesus Christ. So I'm speaking clearly to you. If you don't know Jesus Christ, please come under the Word. Open your Bible up. Set that Sunday School quarterly aside. Set that daily devotion aside. Use the daily devotion, if you like to, for the verse of Scripture. But how often do you read the devotion and not the verse of Scripture? Read the verse of Scripture. Then if you lack the time to read the devotion, fine. But don't read the devotion and lack the time to read the Word of God. Go into the Word, read the Word. That's what I'm asking you to do. Today, we have gotten so far away from God's Word that we are just going on about our own understanding and our own knowledge, and it is not the understanding nor the knowledge of God. Please let the Holy Spirit come freely to convince you of sin and lead you to the cross. Because if you miss the cross, judgment will come again, whether you acknowledge it or not. Please that you look to the Word of God. Begin there. That's where I'm asking you to do. Look to the Word of God. I'm not asking you to begin here at this church. You come here and you must be in this church in order to be saved. I'm not telling you that at all. I'm telling you that you have the book. You have the Word of God. Open the Word of God and begin to search the Word and allow the Spirit to do a work in your life. And that work will bring you to a knowledge of your sin, a need of a Savior. The Spirit will show you of the Savior, and he will also show you the judgment that will come if you reject the Savior. And so please look to the Holy, to the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit will bring you to Calvary, to the Lord Jesus. When you come by faith, he will guide you into all truth. The Scripture tells us in the 13th verse, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you unto all truth. He will bring us to Jesus, our Savior, and he will show us the way. All will be truth that the Holy Spirit will lead us to, will teach us of. All will be truth and nothing less, nothing else. Let's go to John, 1 John, not John, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. We love the Word of God. We love studying the Word of God. We love searching the Word of God. And the work of the Holy Spirit is wonderful in our lives. But I believe that we need to be very careful, because I think many times when we refer to God has taught me this, God has shown me that, I hope that you learn something today, because we'll find a work that the Holy Spirit and that the Holy Spirit will do in our lives brings us to only one person. Listen very carefully to that. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. And as we look at this verse of Scripture, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as he hath taught you, he shall abide in you. And so the Holy Spirit lives within us, and the Holy Spirit teaches us a truth. Now, a lot of people say, I don't understand the Word of God. And that comes because you have started to cut the Word of God apart instead of enjoying the studying verse by verse, enjoying each part of it as you look each day together. It is so important to look to the Word of God, to study the Word of God, and not to destroy it, not take it apart, not believe what some other man or the traditions of man has caught, the traditions of your church possibly, whatever it is. You need to look back to the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit do a work. And as it says here in 1 John 2:27, the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as he hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. You shall follow him. You shall listen closely and carefully and follow his direction. It's so important that you see the Word of God, the truth, the power, and the strength of the Holy Spirit. Now, we need to understand something here, because so many people give so much emphasis to the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. But the Holy Spirit, we are told here in the 13th verse, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. The Holy Spirit does not bring honor and glory to himself. I am filled with the Holy Spirit, and because of the Holy Spirit, now I can do all kinds of things. This is the world speaking, but sad to say that it is spoken from within the church walls. People will say, I can speak in tongues by the power of the Holy Spirit. I have the power to heal by the power of the Holy Spirit. They're giving all the direction and all the power to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, I speak nothing of myself. I speak of Jesus and him alone. So you see, be careful, because when you speak of that Spirit that's given you some special honor or special power, many times, most of the time, you have not got the Spirit of God. You have a Spirit, and you have a power, but that Spirit and that power is of the devil. It's not of God, because the Holy Spirit leads you and teaches you only of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shows you and teaches you the truth only of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. Everything the Son of God instructs him to tell us, we find, we have. And that is just the Holy Spirit's ministry, is the other direction, to teach us of the Lord Jesus. In other words, the things that we should know of God, we will be taught only by the instruction of the Son of God to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit to us. Please, that you understand what's going on here. And understand that the Holy Spirit will only be instructing us of the Lord Jesus to where we will know more about Jesus. That we will be able to live more like the Lord Jesus, because we will know more of him. Not more of the Holy Spirit, not more of a special power, but knowing Jesus Christ personally. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The first work is to show us our sin, bring us to the Lord Jesus, show us of judgment. Then, as a believer, as we've come by faith to Jesus, if you choose to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, then is when you begin to see the Lord Jesus in a greater way, more fully every day. And it, wonderful, the ministry, that the opportunity that we have in the time that we live right now, which is the church age, and the Holy Spirit is here as he brings us and shows us the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, from the Father, God the Father, to God the Son, to God the Holy Spirit, to us. but each is not giving attention or power to itself. The Son doesn't take the honor. He gives it on to the Father. The Holy Spirit doesn't take any honor, gives it to the Son. And again, when it comes from the other direction, all the things that we know, we will learn through the Holy Spirit, yes, but of God. That's how we find. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. Several verses of Scripture here will help you to understand, because, see, that's what we have. We have the Word of God as a wonderful tool that we may use it each day. We may know and learn more about the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And on to the 14th verse, 13th and 14th, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can ye know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You see the importance, the need, the necessity to come by faith to Jesus Christ, to be born again, so that the Spirit of God can be within us, not our own spirit, but the Spirit of God will be within us, the Holy Spirit, to guide and lead us. Reveal, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And He takes the deep things of God and shows them unto us. The Holy Spirit takes no honor, no glory, no attention. He takes things from God the Father and brings them to us and shows us His will and shows us His way, shows us how to live. It does a great work in our life if we'll allow the Holy Spirit to do that work. But it's only a work of showing us the Lord Jesus. Again, people proclaim many things. There's a special power I have, and I can do this. I'm powered by the Holy Spirit. And yet, what they're doing is not a part of what the Word of God tells us the ministry of the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit teaches us, shows us, instructs us of the Lord Jesus and Him only, not these other things. So you see, it's easy to see that that's of another spirit. And yes, the devil is very strong, and the devil is very mighty, and he wants to get all attention away from God the Son, the Lord Jesus, and he wants the attention. And so the only way he can do that is to get us away from the truth, so the Comforter, as the Comforter would come to the believer, and if we stay out of the truth as a believer, it's easy for us to be deceived because we are learning from another spirit. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit lives within the heart of the believer, but we still can be so influenced by the devil and his ways. This scripture verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 through 14, tells us clearly that there are two, one of the world and one of God. And we need to follow after the one of God. We need the one of God in our hearts. It's not just something that happens automatically. You must be born again. Nicodemus came to the Lord Jesus by night, and he wanted an explanation. Nicodemus was a religious man, knew it all, but he at the same time knew nothing, because he lacked that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. And Jesus just clearly said to him, you must be born again. So please, will you come to Jesus Christ today and be saved? Look to His Word. Go back at a later time when we're finished today and look to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. Read through those verses for me, if you will. Let's go on back to 1 John chapter 5. We love the the precious Word, because the Word of God is our strength and our authority. The Holy Spirit, again, can guide and lead us because of it, through it. So use it. Have it in your hand. Be ready to open it, know it, quote it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Now, we have already learned that the Holy Spirit teaches us the ways of God. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, to show us Jesus Christ and to have us have that wonderful relationship with Jesus, not with the Holy Spirit, with the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then He shows us on to the Father. Well, here it speaks of those that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Now, if you'll come back to the book we're in, to the book of John, and go to John chapter 1, because you'll find when it speaks there of the Word, John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And now to the 14th verse, John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. As we look to the work of the Holy Spirit, it shows us, isn't it something how the Word of God and this Word that we have in front of us is the words of the Lord Jesus. The Word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, took on the body of a man and came down here upon earth, lived for 33 years, was crucified, was beaten, crucified, died, buried, and rose again the third day. Now, we here in the 16th chapter of John, as we've looked at these verses of Scripture, we see the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is telling His close followers here that I am going to be gone. I will return again for a short time. I'm going to be gone again, and then I'll return once again. And so all this He is teaching them, but He's telling them that when I'm gone, I'm going to send you a Comforter that will show you and teach you of Me. And so please listen very carefully as we follow after the Word of God. You know, we have here, yes, the Word was made flesh, dwelt among us. We know that the Holy Spirit teaches us of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Remember always that the Holy Spirit does not speak of Himself, but teaches us of the Lord Jesus, the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, to us, that we may know of God. And the Holy Spirit, through the direction of the Son, tells us, instructs us, gives us direction. But the Son needs to have the honor and glory. And so we need to listen to the Spirit. We need to follow God's direction, knowing you will have the power to do what you have been called to do. Whatever that may be, you will be in a special work, a special ministry. Paul testifies of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 20, how that as he goes to proclaim the Word, the Holy Spirit will go out through the whole area, through all the cities. Acts chapter 21, 11 tells of the same thing. It's so important that we see, and the next time we come together, we're going to take a few moments and look to these verses of Scripture in Acts chapter 20, and in Acts 21, 11, and 1 Timothy 4, 1. The Holy Spirit with God's precious Word. Please, look to the Word of God. The Spirit will bring you to a point to show you your sin. Bring you to a point that shows you that you need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ. He will show you judgment. Once you've come by faith to Jesus Christ, that wonderful walk begins That wonderful time begins as the Holy Spirit begins to teach you and show you of the Lord Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?